You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. We got the Labor Department's latest employment cost index this morning. That's the quarterly report on how much employers are paying their employees. Wages rose 1% in the fourth quarter, which is less than they rose in the third quarter and in the second quarter. This report lands just as the Federal Reserve is meeting to decide how much it should raise interest rates in the ongoing attempt to reduce inflation. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us started.
The Federal Reserve has been worried that wages have been rising too quickly.
The idea is that rapid wage growth will feed into higher inflation, basically become something of a self-sustaining process.
That's Tim Dewey, an economics professor at the University of Oregon. He says as wage growth slows down, the Fed might not feel the need to keep hiking interest rates as much as it has been.
If you have another quarter like this, I think the Fed will take more hope that they have interest rates in the right place to really restore what they would say price stability or 2% inflation.
More interest rate hikes run the risk of raising unemployment and pushing the economy into a recession, says Preston Mui, senior economist with the advocacy group Employ America.
What we're seeing is that it's possible to bring down wage growth even without increasing unemployment.
Mui says even though the unemployment rate is still low, the rate people are quitting their jobs has fallen. So is the hiring rate.
It's probably the case that people are moving less to other jobs, and that slowdown manifests through slower wage growth without higher unemployment.
Slower wage growth on its own isn't great for workers, but Elise Gould, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says inflation has also been slowing down at a faster rate.
When that happens, then real wages rise. And that's what we want to be shooting for.
Gould says the workers who've benefited the most from wage gains have been low-income workers in historically marginalized groups.
We want that to continue. We don't want there to be an unnecessary recession that's going to disproportionately hurt Black and Hispanic workers, young workers, workers with a high school degree.
Gould says that's another reason why the Federal Reserve should avoid raising rates too much this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Staying on the topic of what Jay Powell and company might do tomorrow and the data they're looking at, Justin talked about the employment cost index, and last week we got the Fed's preferred inflation measure, the personal consumption expenditures price index. Lots of indexes there. That index was at the lowest level since October of 2021. So let's take a closer look at one slice of those expenditures in particular, how much we spend on services. And for that, let's go to a small business owner in the service economy, Irene Tyndale. She's the founder of Irene Tyndale Weddings and Events. Irene, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So as a wedding and event planner, you work with all sorts of vendors and rental services. What kind of price changes have you been seeing? Where are your costs going up the most?
The costs, honestly, Kimberly, the cost that went up the most has been our service. So we're seeing, you know, increase in delivery fees because of lack of, you know, delivery people and lack of operations people. I remember vendors telling me, rental companies telling me, service companies telling me, you know, florists telling me I had to say no to two or three pieces of business this particular weekend because I didn't have enough staff. So the staffing price has changed because they want to keep and retain the good people they have and don't want them to leave. We have all these extra fees that we really didn't have before, which as a planner, you know, I have to turn around and explain it to my clients. Definitely understand why we're doing it, but it's a hard explain when it comes to dollars. I've had it where the service fees added up to exactly what we were spending in the actual product.
Wow. How much have you had to raise your prices in response to all these different inputs?
You know, between 2020 and 2023, I would say that we've raised our prices between 20 and 25%. It's taking us more time to do the things that we used to do much quicker. And sometimes I have to go to new people because my typical go-to people have hit their max. We've had many of them who've, you know, closed their doors in 2020, 2021. So we're having to do a lot more work than we had in the past.
How have wages been playing into all this?
That's a big thing. I know definitely a lot of people that this year, to retain their good people, they actually gave either A, hourly wage increase, or B, give them a bonus structure to keep them there. So that's a big thing for what we did, because we went from having a team of contractors to making everybody employees, because it's just, we wanted to retain people, really train them really well, and have them stay with the company.
If I'm planning a wedding for this summer compared to maybe a couple of years ago, how different are things going to look in terms of pricing and availability of stuff?
Well, availability, and I always say it all depends on what area you're in, right? Because in the South, we tend to be quieter in the summertime, where up north, it's really, really busy. Now, pricing as far as florals, I tell people it's like gas. And it's like airline tickets. It goes up and down, up and down. I also have seen in many contracts that says, you know, you're booking at this point, but realize that market prices might go up and you might be required to pay a little bit more if you decide to go from, you know, a flank steak to a filet mignon. There's some fluctuation in there.
Overall, how are you feeling about the economy right now?
You know, I've lived through, you know, 08. And I was a catering sales manager at a hotel, you know, in 2008, 2009. And I honestly believe that was crazy. Of course, we know that 2020 hurt. Right now, weddings is a, you know, $1 billion business, right? It's not going anywhere. People are still getting married. People will always get married. They just find different ways of getting married. And I think for those service providers and for those planners out there, you just have to roll with, you know, the times. We just did a wedding show this past Sunday, and there were over 500 couples there looking for a wedding service provider. So I'm optimistic because our calendar is filling up. I mean, we had a ton of corporate events last year. We have more this year. So I feel optimistic. But just like, you know, the supermarkets, they have sales and the prices fluctuate. I think as a service provider in the events industry, our prices will fluctuate as well.
Irene Tyndale, founder of Irene Tyndale Weddings and Events. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.